right now, not just the head coach at UC Davis, but let's remember, all right, for you kids out there, former Sacramento Kings sharpshooter.
Yes, sir.
Jim Les. Jim, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. Congratulations. How you doing? We got Jim.
I couldn't be doing any better. We're excited, and I just found out we're an underdog, and we love that role. So that fits just well with us.
You're dang right. Yeah, you're an it's a +3. You're an underdog, but this is UC Davis's first trip, and I'll tell you what. Everybody's talking about you guys going to the dance, which is phenomenal. Everybody's talking about the position you're in. What I thought was awesome was you slipped by UC Irvine on the buzzer beater in the semis. You lost to them by 30 the week before. So. That speaks to me right there. That's good coaching and breaking down a rival right there. How do you switch that a week later?
Well, it's funny. I was teasing the players after the Irvine game that they should have let me in on their strategy, which was to make them overconfident, lose by 30 the week before so we could catch them a little off guard and get after them on the championship game, which turned out to be the more important game because that gets you your bid. So they didn't let me in on it. It would save me a couple sleepless nights during the course of the week. But in March, sleep is overrated anyway.
Jim, you guys have a short turnaround before you have to hit the court again. How do you approach the next day?
Well, it goes so fast. I mean, as soon as we landed yesterday, it was watch party, try and get ready for the next game, and then all the travel plans that come into us getting to Dayton. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're heading to the airport right now and taking off this morning. So it goes quick. We want the guys to enjoy it. For many of them, it's a lifelong dream. They've grown up playing basketball. They've grown up watching the tournament. They've grown up watching teams on Selection Sunday hear their name called and see that exuberance and being able to share that with their teammates. So I love that. I love watching that, and that's all great and part of it. And now as we land in Dayton tonight, we'll kind of shift our focus to preparation and what we're going to need to do to win on Wednesday night. So it's our job as a staff is to, hey, we want the kids to enjoy it. This is a special, special experience. But we also got to remember we've got work to do on Wednesday, and we want to continue this. We just don't want to be in the tournament for one game.
That's the voice of Jim Les, not only a former King, but the head basketball coach at UC Davis as they're headed to the NCAA basketball tournament. Now, Coach, you guys did what you needed to do. You won your conference tournament. You're in the big dance, and I'm sure you're thrilled about that. But sitting here as a spectator, though, there's a part of me that's going, well, gosh, man, you fulfilled your part of the deal, but you've still got to go into this first four kind of play-in game kind of scenario. That's a little disappointing as a spectator. But you had mentioned you guys like being in the underdog position. Is there a part of this group that relishes the idea of, yeah, we got to go get one more to really do this?
Well, I think our guys all year long, when you look at our team, one, they have really good character and integrity. So they don't play for themselves. They play for each other and they have a really good bond. Secondly, they bought in, you know, to the less glamorous side of basketball, which is the defensive side, the hustle plays, to get on the floor, take charges. And our game against UC Irvine, who's a really good offensive team, we hold them to 16 points in the first half, which really set the tone for the game. Late in the game, we took two big charges. JT Adenale from Oakmont Roseville takes two big charges. That's kind of who they are. So, you know, we're not getting caught up with anything other. We got to filter out what's going on outside of us and stay true to who we are. And we're just kind of a blue-collar, get-after-it, work-hard, play-together basketball team. It's not necessarily sexy, but it works.
Head coach of UC Davis, Jim Les, joining us on KHDK. Now, Coach, I know your sights are set on winning every game. You were that way as a player. I'm sure you're that way as a coach. You get into the tournament, you win your next game, you're going against number one Kansas, and I'm just going to guess you're going to be an underdog in that game too, probably. So whether you guys win the entire thing this year or you're out in the first round, whatever it may be, how important is it to you as a coach for the future of this growing basketball program when you can go into kids' living rooms this summer and say, hey, we're coming off a tournament year, and we plan on building on that. How much is that going to help you recruiting-wise?
Well, it's huge. You know, 2 years ago, I thought that group that we had that won the Big West regular season title really set the foundation. And a lot of the guys that are key players for us now, our star players, were on that team in more of a secondary role. So we've kind of seen the evolution of the foundation being established and now this group taking it to another level. And it's certainly with our presence nationally, our ability to go out and recruit, we don't have to explain anymore who UC Davis is and where we're at. It's more what we have to offer, which is an elite education, one of the top 10 public schools in the country, as well as now a championship basketball experience. And that combination is pretty special for young student athletes.
Jim, you obviously played in the NBA, and for a lot of people, basketball fans overall, March Madness, there's nothing that compares to it. Where does it rank for you in all of the sports in terms of March Madness and kind of just how special it is for a lot of sports fans?
Well, it's huge. It's arguably the biggest sporting event in the world. And, you know, Katie, you grew up playing basketball, so you were always a fan watching the tournament. But what makes the tournament so unique is you've got non-basketball fans for 1 month out of the year that convert to being basketball lovers. And, you know, the tournament and the upsets, and there's so many great games, energy and enthusiasm it creates is really, really unique. So to be a part of it, and, you know, like I said before, we've got most of our guys on our team, this has been their lifelong dream. And to sit back and watch them experience this and go through it is really, really exciting for us as a staff, and it makes mentoring and all the effort that goes into it well worth it.
Coach, you guys have had nationally televised games before, but nothing quite like this stage. You know, the NCAA tournament, and these guys, you know, in some cases, this might be the one chance to shine and the one chance for some people nationally to see your team. What do you want the nation to go away thinking about Jim Les's UC Davis basketball team?
Well, I think our takeaway always, and this starts, you know, you can't change who you are based on the stage you're playing on. We told the guys way back in October when we were doing defensive drills with weighted vests on that, hey, this is about the process, and this is about in pressure situations you become your habits. So we just try to establish really good habits every day, practicing hard, the integrity of getting after it, attention to detail on the defensive end. And then when you step into that spotlight, if you do that and that's who you are every day, whatever stage you walk on, that's who you're going to be. So our guys have stayed true to that. They've had big games. They've been on TV. This is absolutely a big step, and there's a lot of notoriety that surrounds it. But once the ball gets tipped and you get between the lines, I expect them to be true to who they've been every day, and that kind of makes it easier to deal with this process.
Jim Les joining us. And Jim, I'm fascinated by what this means for the long-term prognosis of the UC Davis men's basketball team. You've lived in Sacramento or in the Sacramento area long enough to know that this could be a phenomenal college town if they had, you know, universities that were nationally relevant. And you look at the top 25 right now, whether it's an Iowa State or a St. Mary's or a Cincinnati, you look at the endowments, and that's what I learned to look at with colleges to see how relevant they could be. And the UC Davis endowment is decent enough to where it compares favorably with a lot of these smaller schools. What needs to happen in addition to what you're doing this year to make UC Davis more of a perennial powerhouse nationally?
Well, first of all, Sacramento is a great region for basketball in general. Great basketball fans. I experienced it as a player. They're very knowledgeable. They're passionate. And I think when we first got here 6 years ago, it was we wanted to make UC Davis kind of the college version of those passionate basketball fans and get them to come out and appreciate our players, appreciate how we play, and get into the college basketball environment. Now, I also know you got to win to be able to do that. So we've continued, and every year it's ramped up a little bit, and we don't look at this year as an anomaly or this may not ever happen again. We want to have a consistency of excellence, and we feel if we can do that, the Pavilion is going to continue to rock. We're going to get all these passionate fans to come to Davis and watch college basketball and get into it. And that, I think that's great for the community. It doesn't take anything away from the Kings. It enhances what the region already has.
Coach Jim Les with us. Last thing for you, Coach. It's kind of a cheese ball question to end the interview, but when you're talking with your players, how much of your life and your life experience goes into your communications with these guys? And I bring that up because we're talking about UC Davis being a Cinderella story. You were a Cinderella story. You know this. You went all over everywhere playing basketball any way you could, and then lo and behold, you roll in with the Kings. You're in the three-point shootout. You play 200 games for them in 4 years. You always busted your ass on a nightly basis and didn't care about what school you went to or where you were drafted. You found a way to make it work. How much of that life experience do you use to explain to these guys, who cares if you're UC Davis? You're in the dance and anything can happen.
Well, Dave, I wasn't smart enough to realize that a short white guy who's not very athletic shouldn't really play in the NBA. So it starts there with some form of ignorance, which couldn't be good at times.
Yes.
But I actually, with my players, one of the strengths I do have as a coach is there isn't anything that they're going to experience that I haven't already experienced, and that helps me navigate all these issues. You know, I've been the last guy on the bench. I've been a starter. I've been the leading scorer. I've been the guy that scored the least. I've had injuries. I've had instances where I thought, you know what, I'm never going to miss. Then I've had instances where I thought, man, I'm never going to make one. So I think going through those as a player allows me now as a coach to help these guys navigate all the things that they go through. And having played in the tournament, having played in a lot of big games and been a part, it helps me confine their mindset and stay true to, you know, like the other night, big game, playing for the ticket. We just talked about making the hustle plays for 40 minutes, doing the extra effort, take a charge, get a rebound. Don't worry about making the next shot. Just worry about defending hard. And it's amazing when you do those things to start a game, which is how we started. Everything else comes easy. If you come out thinking, oh, I've got to make my first shot, and it doesn't go in, now all of a sudden pressure mounts, and it breaks your rhythm a little bit. So I think some of my experience helps them navigate what they're going through, but I also have really good kids and really smart kids. They were able to get into UC Davis, where I probably wasn't able to. So in their own right, they're pretty prepared.
Jim Les joining us this morning, talking about going to the NCAA tournament. Now, I've got one last question for you.
I know, but we
couldn't let this one go, right. Jim. There are two former Sacramento Kings coaching as the head coach in the Big West Conference. The other, of course, being Reggie Theus. Wow. I'm just curious. Let's be honest here. Let's just don't say the politically correct thing here. How good does it feel to be able to knock off Reggie Theus in this and be able to take your team to March Madness?
Well, it feels awfully good. And Reggie and I have a good enough relationship where I can talk a little trash about it. And we get together every fall and play golf, the coaches, which is kind of unique. Because the rest of the year we're competing like crazy and we want to kill each other. And then for 1 4-hour stretch, we kind of get together. Now, we compete on the golf course, but we have a lot of fun. And Reggie's beat me the last couple of years in golf. And I keep telling him, Reggie, you can have that on your map. I'll take the games and I'll take the bid.
Coach, I'm sure you can feel it. This city and this region gets so behind their own, and we're all going to be glued to True TV. That's DirecTV Channel 246, everybody, if you're wondering. Dayton, Ohio, you guys are on the way out there. Let those kids know we're all proud of them already. Everything else now is icing on the cake. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Break out that Aggie gear, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again this week.